Good evening, everybody. The Beacons of Light initiative that we are still in the process of finalizing has been a needed but a complex and challenging process. And personally, having been right in the midst of the process as a parish priest, its impact on what lies ahead is frightening. In light of the humongous task lying ahead of us, honestly, I feel very, very small. In fact, it's one of those times in my life where I had absolutely no control. And sometimes when you have no control of what's going on around you, you feel it insignificant. You feel small. And I wonder if you have had an experience where you feel very small and insignificant. Today's first reading begins with the words, "You Bethlehem Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, too small. From you, the small Bethlehem Ephrathah," which is insignificant little town, "from you shall come forth one who is to be ruler in Israel." And perhaps it is because I'm crying out to God in my smallness and in my insufficiency, I became very aware of the God of small things. In fact, the title of my homily is exactly that: the God of small things. Our God is a God of small things. So 3 points where we connect smallness and how God uses smallness really for God's own glory. So first of all, let's talk about the incarnation. Small things matter. The angel Gabriel came to a little home in a small town of Nazareth. In that small town, the angel came to a very small young woman named Mary. In those days, girls, women, children were accounted for very little. But God became small in a woman's womb. Imagine this for a moment. The one for him and through him all created things came to be is now confined in the small womb of the smallest in society. As we heard in today's gospel reading after the Annunciation, Mary understood this. Mary did not make a fanfare of that news. You know, if I had heard this, I would be putting it on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, and every other talk there is, right? Rather, she quietly went to visit her aged cousin Elizabeth. Mary understood the God of small things. And Mary would continue her entire life pondering and contemplating the God of small things. She never boasted about her son, never paraded him, manipulated his status or dignity to her advantage, tried to control him or control the outcome of the decisions that he made. Even at the cross, you see this small woman standing and simply weeping. So here's my practical implication from my first point. My dear friends, as we prepare for Christmas, may we not get carried away with the big, the spectacular, the glamorous. May we not take our eyes off the small, of the humble, of the poor, the ordinary realities of our lives. Secondly, I want to talk about Jesus, the God of small things. Jesus was born as a little baby. I mean, we've all held babies. Today, we're going to baptize a baby. Jesus was born as a little baby in a small town of Bethlehem. At a very early age, his family became refugees in Egypt. Refugees are small people, helpless people, people who feel so insufficient and incompetent. His family returned to a small town of Nazareth from where they hailed. It was said of this town, "What good can come out of Nazareth?" Jesus began his ministry being baptized at the hands of the last of the Jewish prophets. And during his ministry, he hung out with the smallest people in society, the sinners, the tax collectors, and the prostitutes. He noticed small people, little people, like Zacchaeus, the publican praying in the temple before God, the small woman who put two small coins in the treasury. He stood by the small people in society, the woman caught in adultery, the ostracized lepers, the blind man whom everybody asked to be silent, the children who were being pushed away from him, the repentant thief who hung from the cross next to him. And most of all, Jesus died as the smallest, lowliest, humblest, and the most helpless person of all. So here's my practical implication from my second point. Blessed are you if you and I can understand the greatness of smallness. There's a greatness in smallness. Finally, lessons from the God of small things. Folks, as I look at my own life, I know the meaning of being small. I was the youngest child. I was loved greatly, but honestly, I rarely mattered. And I am being serious about this. Even after my ordination, even after I was 35 and 40 and now 50, my opinions sometimes do not matter at all. And it's hurtful. In the seminary too, I was not among the ones who mattered. Even today, in light of everything else that is going on, I find myself among the people who don't make decisions. Among the smallest. I feel small. But today, in reflecting on this, I'm grateful for this feeling of smallness. It makes me identify with small people, with children, with the underdogs, the disadvantaged, the disenfranchised, the migrants, the refugees, the sinners, the subtle, the unobvious. Feeling small makes me ask for help, to look up to people, to trust God more than my own abilities and work harder at things that I would otherwise do. Feeling small helps me to understand Christ, His message, and the way He went about in the world. So here's my practical implication from my third point. Folks, there are many times in life when we might feel small. Death makes us feel small and helpless. Failure makes us feel small and incompetent. Poverty makes us feel small and insignificant. Any kind of abuse makes us feel small and worthless. Prejudice makes us feel small and unequal. Today, if there is anyone here who feels small, please know that our God is a God of small people, of small things. Christmas teaches us that God is a God of small things. Most of all, this Eucharist tells us of the God of small things. Folks, the Creator of the world comes to us in a tiny piece of bread. Just like Christ confined himself in the womb of a little woman, now Christ is confined in this little bread and that drop of wine. The God who created the universe now dwells in small human hearts, our hearts. The divine, the God of big things, the God who is big, dwells in a little human heart, yours and mine. Let us worship and become one. Let us enter into communion with the God of small things. People of God said,